A major housing project that will also preserve a piece of American automotive history has been approved by the City Council in Springfield, Massachusetts. The City Council voted Monday night to approve special permits to redevelop a sprawling complex of brick industrial buildings that was once home to the Knox Automobile Company into apartments. First Resource Development Company plans to create 114 apartments in a $57 million redevelopment of the property that's been vacant for about 70 years. Councilors voted 10-2 to approve the special permits after rejecting requests from representatives of the Old Hill and Upper Hill Neighborhood Councils to delay the vote until after the developer met with the neighborhood groups. Developer Gordon Pulsifer told councilors that he'd already filed applications for state funding, and a delay in approving the special permits could jeopardize the project's financing.
If we do not have zoning and permitting, that will stop tonight. And that you can't ask the state to fund something that's not zoned. So I ask for your support.
Pulsifer promised to have more dialogue with the project's neighbors.
It's no one's fault. We've always worked with neighborhood associations. We were not aware of these associations and look forward to, frankly, working with these associations.
Adrian Osborne, president of the Upper Hill Neighborhood Council, said it's important for the neighborhood to have input on a project of this magnitude.
You know, the way this was handled is really improper. It just really was, and does not give us an opportunity to see exactly how this will, positively or negatively affect the neighborhood.
Neighborhood councils, while often influential in city decision-making, are not part of the official process to obtain a special permit. The city's planning department recommended approval of the permits, and in a report noted Pulsifer has a successful track record of redevelopment projects in Springfield, with the most recent example being the old Indian motorcycle factory just a few blocks from the Knox buildings. The Knox factory operated in the first two decades of the 1900s. The company built cars, trucks, fire trucks, and farm tractors. During debate over whether to delay a vote on the special permit, City Councilor Sean Curran said the council should not risk putting funding for the project in jeopardy.
I do think the council's at risk of having a chilling effect for investment in Springfield and not being a city that we can get projects of this magnitude off the ground.
Councilor Tracy Whitfield urged Pulsifer to make peace with the neighborhood groups.
The community wants to be heard. They deserve it.
Voting against the permits were Councilors Victor Davila and Justin Hurst. Davila said he was concerned about what would become of the tenants in nearby houses that are to be raised to become parking for the new development. Hurst said he thought opponents of the project had not been given an opportunity to be heard. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.